We are on Daf Mem Amad Aleph, little after the middle of the Amid. Omar Rav Huna, Hoysa Behemes Chaveiroi Rebutzo Lifnei Avedis Kechom. You heard Behemes Chaveiroi that was lying Lifnei Avedis Kechom. Kivin Sheshochat Bo Simen Echod Osro. So if he shechted one simen on this behemoth, so it is also bahano. It's also bahano. So Bemesim will see in Rashi that Rav Huna is telling us two chedushim. Let us see Rashi. Hoysa behemas chaveiroi, loy mi boi shaloi, de mitzere, mishim takrubis avidis kechovim, Beshchita Semenechot. He's telling us a Rebusa. He's telling us a Rebusa that not only his behemoth will become also Beshchita Semenechot al Takruvis, na filu behemoth chaveiroi. Now this alone is also a Chiddush. The Af al Gav, the Balei Chayim ein nesorim lehedyet. Balei Chayim are not neser lehedyet loy mishum nevat shoson avodes kechov veloy mishum mukze shehiktzu letakruvis avodes kechov. Now there is nevat and there is hukze letakruvis, and by both these in yonim we'll see as Rashi progresses, it is only also legavoya. Nevad is also legavoya for akrove. Mukte is also legavoya. But lehedyet, it's muta. That means a balchai, that is nevad, is only also legavoya. We learned yesterday, there's horim that don't even become a lahus. There's balechayim that become a lahus, but they're not nesa. So Rashi says, here Rav Huna is coming to tell us a chiddush, that even though Nevad or Mukze is makted l'takrubis avedis kechovim, he wasn't makrebet, he was miyachedet. So it is only also l'gavoya, k'dekai malon b'tmura, m'de'itzrecho l'misrei l'gavoya. It's a posik that answers a behemoth that was nevad, a behemoth that was hooked to the takrubis legavoya. Kedisanya, we learned in a baraisa, min ha boko, a miyut, loitzi es a nevad. U min ha tzoin, loitzi es a mukse. Not all tzoin amuta lakrova, not all boko amuta lakrova. Michlal de lehed yitshori. So, it would seem, if I need a miyut, to answer nevad and mukta legavoya, so we see from this that it's muta lehedyet. Where do we see from this that it's muta lehedyet? So the Yisabrocha brings down because there's a concept by gavoya can only be makriv something on the mizbeach at mimashki Yisrael that is muta for yid. So if we will say that nevad and mukta is also le Yisrael, so I don't need a miut to tell me that never the muktz is also a gavoya. If I stay to it's also a gavoya. It's not mimashke Yisrael. So since I have a miut, so the miut is telling me a mouthful, that dafke le gavoya, never is also, muktz is also, but lehedyet it's muta. Now, that the din, a balchai that's never, a balchai that's uksel et akruvis, Avodah Zorah is muta lehedyet. So now, Rav Huna is coming to tell us, miu ki ovid maise bigufayu. But, if he does a maise bigufayu, not only nevad, he does a maise bigufayu, the gufadovo, mitzeri. So then, nevad will become also lehedyet. In takruvis, if he does a maisa krove, it's also lehedyet. Kedamrinim bepeirik Rabbi Shmuel. Af al pi sha'omru, ha'mishtachve lekarka oilom loy osro,
We learned the Mishtachal Lekaka Ilum Lei Osro Alohorim Eleheim Lei Hehorim Eleheim.
But Chofar Bo Boireis Sichin Umoritz, he was Chofar Boireis Sichin Umoritz Mishtachal Elohim Osro. And he made a new entity, he made a boir, and now he's worshipping the boir. So between you and me, this boir is mechuba. But this is a man-made boir. This avodah zarah that he's being mishtachva to is, he did a maisa to make it. So memele, the halacha is that if he made it, he made the boir, and now he's mishtachva the boir, even though it's karka ilam, but it becomes nevad, and it's also lehedyet. V'hochinami, aval gav da'kati balechayim ninu, mitzeri.
So it also becomes also lehedyet. It becomes da'kruvus avaydezoros ifchemeisim,
and it's also bahano. So one chiddush Rav Huna is coming to tell us. Rashi says, Rashi makes it into two chiddushim. We'll see Rashi mentioned about the second. Loi mi boi shaloi. He's saying Behemes Chaveri is another chiddush, but in shaloi there's also a chiddush. Da'af agav de balechayim einim nesorim lahedyis. Loi mi shum nevad, loi mi shum mukte. But with a maisa, they are nesa lehedyet. So one chiddush Rav Huna is coming to tell us that with a maisa, that it becomes, if he made a maisa shchita, so with that he was makriv l'avodah zarah. So now, this is better than huktze l'takruvus avodah zarah. He did a maisa to be makriv. This is also lehedyet. Bahai Simen Echot, now Rashi is telling us, he said Simen Echot, Lav Dav Kedu Adin Lachatzi Simen. That we'll see later in the Sugim, but for, this is the Maskonis HaGemorah, but the Havamin of the Gemorah was Dav Ked Simen Echot, so Memele, so we'll, as the Gemorah progresses, we'll see the Gemorah held Dav Ked Simen Echot, later the Gemorah says Afil Lachatzi Simen. So that's one chiddush. That is one chiddush of Rav Huna. That even though a Baal Chai doesn't become Neser by Neva the Mukta, but he did a Maise. He was Makrivit Lava in the Zorah, then it becomes Neser. And now another chiddush he's telling us. Ubehemes Chaveire Nami. He's telling us another. It wasn't his behemet, it was Behemes Chaveire. Af al gav de pshita london odam oisa dovo shayne shaloi. We have a klal, a person can asa someone else's chayfet. How can I make yenim's behemet takrubes abedezor? Ashmine rafune da osula bemaise kodu. If he did a maise, so it will become osa. So he's telling us a double chiddush, the koyach of a maise. A maise can create an iser hano, even though by a Baal Chai nevad and hukse are not also bano. But a maise and a Baal Chai can asrit bano. And number two, even though I know them oiser dovo sheine shaloi, but if it was a maise, he could asa. These are the two chidushim of Rav Huna. Now, Rav Huna said, that hoise behemes chaveiroi revutso lifnei avodes kechov. He speaks about that the behemo was lying down. So why does he have to say what the matzav of the behemo was? He says, loy mi boy oimedes, if the behemo was standing. So before he shechts it, he has to lift it up and lie it down. So the shehig biya vihirbitza kona bahagvo vinasi shaloi. So he gets kinyon igzeil in this. He's stealing yenim's behemoth by lifting it up, making a ma'isag bo. Elah forgav the revutza even. So he wants it also revutza. And even though it was revutza, there was no hagbo. It didn't become shaloi al kinyon igzeilim. For loikono osolo b'ma'isim. So the Ran in the Chidushim says, Pshat in this Rashi, not that we shouldn't learn Rashi literally, that when he picks up the behemoth, it's his. It doesn't fall into the category, no, the Moisadova Shaini Shalai. It doesn't become his when he picks it up. It's Chayav Onsen, he is Chayav his neighbor, but Al Kaponim, it seems this Maise is a more Choshev Maise in no, the Moisadova Shaini Shalai, because he has some Kinyonim in it also. No, he says that Philo, he didn't make a Maise in the Chesor of no, the Moisadova Shaini Shalai. This would be, this is a svara to say, he did a maisa, a maisa gneiva, it could be this kurasa. But he's coming to tell us that a fellow was revuts and was only a maisa shchita, maisa kodo, he also kenasa. These are the two chedushim of Rav Huna, that with a maisa becomes also bano, with a maisa other maisa dovo shayne shalot. Now the Gemara brings an address, a makir to Rav Huna. Ki hoda Omar Ula, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Alfa pi she'omru amishtachve lebehimes chaveiroi lo yosro. If a person was mishtachve lebehimes chaveiroi lo yosro apilu legavoya. That means even though nevad is also legavoya, that's after my behim. Because I know the Maisa Dova, Shaini Shaloi. Also, but Maisa, also, but if he did a Maisa, it's also a Philolehead yet. So, Mamele, the second Chiddush of Rav Huna, that in another Maisa Dova, Shaini Shaloi, with a Maisa, could answer, the Makair of this is Rabbi Yochanan. Let us see Rashi. A mishtach v'lebeimus chaveiroi lo yosro. Afilu l'mizbeach mishum nevad, because it's another ma'isa davishen yishaloi. Also ba ma'isa osro af lehedi. But if he made a ma'isa, so it's also afilu lehedi. V'taime yalef v'meseches avaydizor. Now how do we know that with a maise can take off the chesoren of another maise dovo sheini shaloi. Mikol hakelim asher hizniach hamelech ochos b'malchusoi b'moloi hechanu. Now the pasuk relates to us. Ochos was a melech roshe. They were klishoris, which were not his nichoi, they were not used to do the avoide, nor Rahman and Islam, they were used to be mishamish l'avoide zore. That's what Ochos did. He took klishores, and he used it l'avoide zore. Now, after Ochos died, in Chizkiyo HaMelech took over, so they wanted to clean out the Beis HaMikdash. Hochanu. So it's Hochanu. What did they do with these kalim, these klishores? Shegonzum. They were going as them, dasiri bano. And it's also bano. Aval gav, the love did they have. Now how? So that means that since Ochos used these kalim, l'shamish avaydezore. So became l'shamish avaydezore. Aye, how could he make it Mishamshe by the Zohar? It's not his Kalim, it's Klishores. So we see, Bavagavli, they have a show you Klishores. But, we see from here, since he did a Maise, he was Mishamish la by the Zohar, so the Maise dove shayne shaloi. Hagavucha the Yisabrocha says a very interesting horror over here. Yisabrocha says as follows. We started off with a Pshtiktoire, Rav Huna was machadish, let's say the second chiddush of Rav Huna, and even though it's behemus chaver, and in order ma'isa dovo sheine shaloi, but with a ma'isa he could ask. What is the makir from Rav Huna? Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said a mishtach v'lebehemus chaver loy osro, osro bo ma'isa osro, with a ma'isa he could ask. Now Rashi says, now where did Rabbi Yochanan get this from? Oh, Rabbi Yochanan got it from a pasuk that that the kelim that Ochaz was meshamish l'avodah zarah, they were goyness, the vice they became also banah. So why do we need this whole chagadia that Rav Huna is learning from Mula and Nula is learning from the let Rav Huna also learn from the pasuk? I mean, the Makar is the pasuk. So this bracha says that they're speaking about Balei Chayim. We see this a bazundere chaymer and Balei Chayim. Balei Chayim, a person is mishtachlet akeli, the keli becomes never. It's also. It's also filu lehedje. A Balei Chayim, you mishtachlet a Balei Chayim, it's only also le gavoy. So we see there are coolers in a behemah, in a Balei Chayim, more than in a, more than a dover tolosh. So Mamela, Rav Huna would say, well, I'll prove to you that a maise, or the maise dover shayne shaloi, because you see that ochaz, asa the klishores, to that he was mishamish with them. So a person will say, Shuldik, they were talking about Kalim. So it could be Kalim, a maise kanasa. How do you know that a maise kanasa bal chai? How do you know that a maise kenasa abal chai is more killed than kailin? So therefore, here they bring Ula. Ula had greater places. Ula is talking about a behemoth. Ula said clear that even though mishtach will a behemoth chavei loy osro lehedye of osro ba maise osro. So now Ula is speaking about a balchai that a maise will help. So the Gemara says the statement of Rav Huma was based on the broad shoulders of Ula. Ula was medamet. Good, okay, that's Ula. So Ula knew that you could be medamet abal chai to Caleb. But Rav Huma wouldn't be medamet on his own accord, but he learned it from Ula. Yeah. So Bikitza, Anegei alonu devail, that with a maise, even though it's famous chaveroi, one can answer it bano. Becomes takrubis abedizore. Eisvei Rav Nachman Rav Huna. So Rav Nachman asked on Rav Huna. Ashoichet chatos b'shabes b'chutz l'avedis kechovim. This wasn't such a musochtik Shabbos over here. This person was a shaygik, and he did three averes. He took a korban chatos, he shechted it b'chutz. So we have a shchut echutz shechayiv kores. This was in Shabbos, so it was mechalo Shabbos, and lavoydes kichom, and he shechted it lavoydes hor. He was a shaygik. He was a shaygik by all these three things. Let's not go into how he was a shaygik, but al kaponim, he was a shaygik. And so he's chayiv sholosh chatoy. He's chayiv three chatoy. He was over three chiyuvei krisis. He was chilul Shabbos, tilus neshame, shchut eichutz, navay nizor. Fine. So now, Rav Nachman asked the kasha as follows. Vi amrit, kivin sheshochat bo simin echot osro. You said that by behemes chaveroi, if you shecht one simin, it becomes osro bano, even though I know the moiser, even though I know ain't all the maisa never shiny shaloi, but with a maisa, a shchit of one simen, you can answer it, kivin sheshochat bo simen echad osro. Vi amret kivin sheshochat bo simen echad osro, a shchut echutz loi lechayiv, so you shouldn't be chayiv on shchut echutz, mechatech ba'ofahu, is a mechatech ba'ofah. Now, in order to understand the Gemara's kasha, let us first see Rashi, and then we'll try to elaborate a little. Hashoichet chatos.
So Rashi says, Lekama Mefoish Maishno Chatos Denoka. We're speaking about Shchut Echutz. So why do you have to speak about a specific Kolben, a Kolben Chatos, Sheichet Zevach, why that Chatos? Okay. That will be discussed later. So he's chayiv in Shabbos Sholosh Chatois B'Shoigek. He did this B'Shoigek. B'Shum Shabbos, B'Shum Shoichet Kodshim B'Chutz, U'Mishum Avedis Kechovim, Sheshloshtam B'Kodos. U'Mishum Mikal Kolomif. Then I start, Rashi starts making a cheshbon. L'Choyre, Paisi Chayiv Hol Shabbos, he's a Mekalkol. That means he shechted l'avodah zorah, so it becomes also banor. So what did he accomplish? What did he accomplish by shechting this behemoth? What is the tikkun? Shrei mesakno hu eitzel bnei noyach shevim minachai osolem. That means that it's a tikkun. It becomes, even though for a yid maybe there is no tikkun, it's considered a kilkul because before Al Kaponim, and now it's also Bano, and the Yizichah was Mekalkal, but since Legabi Agoi, it was a Tikkun, the Shechita makes it Ois Eva Minachai, and it would seem that Agoi is not Muzar and Takruvus Avodah Zorah, that's not from the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach. So Lemai said, he was Mesakin the Boso with the Shechita, now it becomes, after the Shechita becomes Oiseva Minachai. Fine. Now that's one thing. So maybe that's why he's Chayv on Shabbos, he's Chayv on Avodah Zorah, Chayv on Shechut Echot. V'chatos ki shochta lo Bailam. Now Rashi sticks in one more anoche. Now when the Bailam shechta kol m'chatos, dovo sheinu shaloi habe, yishal gavoyu, so it's a dovo sheinu shaloi. So that means, so let us just understand the problem over here, when the Bailam is shechting the chatos, the kolm chatos, lavoy de zores, we have a klan, and all the maisa dover shein is shalom. He did a maisa over here. Okay, did a maisa. Now, how big of a maisa does one have to do in order to asa a dover shein is shalom? Now, lulei divrei rav hune, so perhaps we would say, you have to make a maise gomo. You have to make a maise shchita. You make a complete maise shchita, which is a shchita of two simonim. A maise shchita, that's called a maise rabbe. And if he does such a maise, even though it's not his behema, maise rabbe, other maise dover shein ishalai. Rav Huna said a chiddush. Kivin sheshochet bo simin echot oscho. He said one simin is sufficient. So now, let us appreciate what Rav Huna said. Rav Huna said, in this halacha, of ein adam oiser dover sheine shaloi, you don't have to make a complete maise shchita, which is two simonim. One simon, there's no problem of ein adam oiser dover sheine shaloi. Fine. There's no problem with one simon. Rek the Gemara, so let's see what happened. He shechted one simon, he shechting lavoy de zorah. So let us just talk for practical purposes, woman, and then we'll see how everything falls into place or doesn't fall into place. That means like this. L'chayre, als netilis neshame, you have to shecht to samanim, raiv samanim, then you have als netilis neshame. Als shchut echutz, also you also have to shecht. Two simonim, shchut echutz, if the shechted. Fine. But now he said that it becomes nesar when you shecht one simon. It becomes takruvus avodah zorah with one simon, and it becomes also bano. It's also bano. So now Rashi says a megillah over here, which we will try to explain. Kivin the Nesar Mishum Avodas Kechovim. Since it's Nesar Mishum Avodas Kechovim, Poka Shem Kochim Mino, now if it became Takruvus Avodah Zorah after one simon, so it's not called Kodesh.
V'nasis shel avodes kechovim. It's nasis shel avodes kechovim. It became takuvas avodes zorim. V'afcha v'almahi. V'sulei mechayiv olei mishum shchuteichu. So now he's not chayiv al shchuteichu. Now Rashi said a Megillah over here. And let's try in two ways to explain this Megillah. The chiyuv of shchut eichutz is I have to shecht kotshim bachutz. So now Rashi says, as soon as he shechted one simen, so Rabbuna says it became takruvas avodah zorah. So if it became takruvas avodah zorah, so Rashi says, poka shem kotshim in it. It can't be psakolben and takruvas avodah zorah. One is contradictory to the other. So now became Takrubas Avodah Zorah. After one simon became Takrubas Avodah Zorah. So Rashi starts off by saying that, so he didn't shecht kotshim bachutz. To shecht kotshim bachutz, you have to shecht to simon. That's called shechting kotshim bachutz. He only shechted one simon, which legabi shchutei chutz, it's not called shchutei chutz. But lemaise Ravuna said that it becomes Neser Bano. So why are you in Shchut Echutz? It seems that's how the Teferes Yaakov learned Pshat and Rashi. That's the beginning of Rashi. The Kivin, the Neser, Mishim Avodes Kechom. Potka Shem Kotshim Minei. So it's not, it's Ois Kolben. If it's Takumis Avodes Zorah, so it's Ois Kolben. V'nasi Shel Avodes Kechom. So there's no Shchut Echutz. But Rashi adds two more words. Va'afra ba'almei, mit'ofo. V'sulei mechayiv olei mishum shchuteichutz. And Rashi says ofo, the Gemara says ofo. Mechatech ba'ofo hu. Now, why does the ofo, why do you have to, we said now, psapsagut pshat. We said it's ois kolm. It's ois kolm. So me'mele, so why are you chayiv? Now, Rabbi Kevege says pshat in Rashi, a different pshat. Rabbi Kevege says, this Gemara, let us not go into the Cheshbon, how Rabbi Kevege figured it out. But he figured it out. Our Gemara is going according to Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds, kol ha'imed lisraif kisorof tov. That's Shitas Rab Shimon. Kol ha'imed lisraif kisorof. So Mamela Zotrabi Kivege, according to Rab Shimon, when a person shechted one simen, according to Rav Huna, so now becomes Takruvas Avodah Zorah, and it's Oymed Lisraif. Now when it's Oymed Lisraif, Kisorof Tami, so that means there's only one simen. The second simen is burnt, it's ashes, it's no. So Mamela Afilu now he's cutting the second simen, but he didn't cut the second simen. Because there's no simen. It's burnt. It's only cut one simen. Is mechatech, we're talking about the second simen, mechatech ofa ba'alme. This, he didn't shecht, he only shechted one simen, the other simen is ofa. But, and that's what Rashi says, va'afra ba'alme. So then it's a different kasha. Then it's a different kasha. So the kasha is no ma'aseh shechita. So it's Khan Shayla Ben. So what does Rashi have to say? Pokeshem Kotshimine? Rashi says it for two things. Pokeshem Kotshimine. So he saw in the article he wants to say, very nice, with Rabbi Kevege, he wants to say that the whole din, that Kolomid Lisraiv Kisorof Dami, it's not Oymid Lisraiv because it's a Kolbim. You can't burn a Kolbim. That means the din kolben shaboy is ma'akev that there should be a din sreife. That means that you can't say, well, it's takrubis avodah zorah, it's a chiyuv sreife. The chiyuv sreife makes kolam midrisk himself, but it's a kolben not allowed to burn. So therefore, Rashi was magdim until then. It's not a kolben. As soon as he shechted one simin, so lemaise it became osur bano, is poka shem kodesh minei, and when the shem became poka shem kodesh minei, so now lemaise We just lost the second simen, as koloi medrislav kesor of dami. So he shechted one simen. And if he shechted one simen, you're not chayv on shchut echutz. That's the Gemara's kasha. We just lost the simen. That means like this, let's just go one step further. When we're talking about chilul Shabbos, it could be the second simen is burnt and lomdus everything. But lemaisa, when he cuts the second simen, is an atilus neshama. The chilul Shabbos of atilus neshama is not totally in lomdus of koloi medrisrev kisor of domi. Lemaisa, he when he shechts the drive of both simonim, he's a mechal of Shabbos. That's good. And oved avayde zore, when you shecht avayde zore, so every shechita avayde zore becomes nesar by the first simon, and that's as I shechtin avayde zore. There's no, I mean, even though this column, that's the veir of oved avayde makrim avayde zore. But an shchut echutz we have a problem. An shchut echutz, here you have to make a meiser shechita bechutz. I did not make a ma'aser shechita b'chutz, because as soon as I shechted the first simen l'avodah zarah, it became nesar bano. That's what Rav Huna says, what simen? It becomes nesar bano. And the minute it becomes nesar bano, it's oimed l'israel kisor of domi. So when I'm shechting further, there's no simen over here. So I just shechted one simen. So why am I mechayev al shechutei chutz? That is pshat in the Gemara Kasha, and this is a Kasha and Rav Huna, because you said, with one simen, it becomes sakrumis avodah zarah. Lulei divrei Rav Huna, I would say, you have a problem, and not a maisa dover shayna shaloi, you have to do a maisa, you have to do a whole maisa shrita. Not that one simen, but somehow Rav Huna had a psalmakoyer that one simen can answer it, L'avodah zarah, so now I have a problem. So if after one simon it becomes nesar l'avodah zarah, so memela now it's on with lisrov and it's kesor of domi, so why are you mechuyev am shchutei chutz? That is pshat the Gemara's kasha. It's a kasha and Rav Huna, because Rav Huna was the one. Now, Ule of Rav Yochanan also said that, Ovid bo maise, Ovid also bo maise also, Ulam Rav Yechon did not say what kind of a maisa you have to do. Could be you have to make a whole maisa shchita. That's it. According to Ulam, could be you have to make a whole maisa shchita. So according to Ulam, there's no problem over here. When does it become also when you make a maisa shchita? You make a maisa shchita. Then with the maisa shchita, you got to samanim. Then you have a shchuta chut, then you have a toivet avay dezor, then you have a chilu shabbos, and then it became mesa. So that would be very good. But Rav Huna was the one that said you don't need a whole ma'aser shchita ta'asa. One simen is enough. No, one simen is enough. So now, so Rav Nachman has takasha, so became nesar after the first simen. So why chayv on shchutei chutz? That's the kasha. So then Rashi asks, af al gav, tamrinim bepirkin, what is the problem? We learned, shochat simen echad b'chutz. The simen echad bifnin chayev. Shrei osa bo maise chata soif bechutz. That means a shchite of one simen is enough to be mechayev shchut echutz, because there is such a concept of shchite by an oif. Lekalameim. So you can't say the bigmar ha simen chayel bahadi adodei Iser avoidis kechov meshchites chutz. So you say this, so maybe I have a teretz, no? Shchites chutz is enough, one simen. And then avoidis or also is one simen. So memele, so you have a teretz already. No, so Rashi zechi amrinen. That's what we say, besimen echad mechayev. We have a gemara that there was one simen bachut, ischayev. Hani mili hechid the gomel l'shchita boi the kotchim. That's when he ended the shchita when it still was kotchim. Kediktoni v'simin echad b'fnim the goli milse v'simin kama shchita schutzav. That means that here Rashi would seem to be saying that you need it to be shchita kotchim also. So then we have to know why Rashi had to say this two times. But al kaponim, so there was shchita kotchim. He made a complete shchita. die Goli Milse de Besimin Kame Schrites Chutzam. So the first, he made a complete Meise Schrite. So a Schrite of one Simin is called Schrites Chutz. Aber the time it ahosam, mishim de yeshna le Schrite mit Chilavatzoi. Because the whole thing is called one big Meise Schrite. So he made a complete Meise Schrite, half a one Simin Bifnim, Bechut one Simin Bifnim. So he made a complete Meise Schrite. And then the Allah is, so a Schrite, Simen Echa Bechutz is enough. Aval Hoche, the Simen Sheini Loi Ishtachet Klau. Here Rashi says, the Rabbi Kevega understood. Here the second Simen wasn't Ishachten. The Chitoch Afre Baalmahu. He didn't say, he just Shechted one Simen. Is Kamen Nami Lav Shem Shchita Olai. So it's not called a Shchita. You don't have to shech the whole behemoth bechiyu bechutz. You can shech the second simen bifnim. But al kaponim, when I shech the second simen bifnim, it's called I made a maise shchite, and we say yeshlo shchite metchila batzoy. So it's called I made a maise shchite on the korban bechutz with one simen, and I'm chayiv. But over here, the minute that he shechted one simen, we checked it a korban b'chutz l'avodah zarah. So all of a sudden it became omer l'Yisrael k'sarav domi. Simen sheni loy ishtachat klal. It means mashma zichu the Rebbe Kevega says the chitach afre ba'almu is kama nami lav shem shchita ale. So the first one doesn't have a shem shchita. So that was Rav Nachman's kashin to Rav Huna. Here it says yochayev al shchutei chutz, and you said if the one simen it becomes avodah zarah, it becomes less about not. That's what you said. I would disagree with you. I would say you need to make a complete shchita, a complete maaser shchita, in order to become takuvas avodah zarah. But you said one simen is enough, and even though it's shel chaveiroi, so you have a problem. So why is he chayv al shchutei chutz? Olinyin Shabbos, now on Shabbos you have no problems with what you said. The Chiyuvi and the Tilis Nishamu the Mechayiv. Avon Gav the Lav Shchitu. On Shabbos I don't have a Kasha. That means when is there in Lomdus it's burnt after the first Simen. But that's in Lomdus. It's still living though. You still Chayvot and Tilis Nishamu. So then, Chayvot and Tilis Nishamu when you Shech the second Simen. So that's good. I have no problems with that. So you chayv on the tilis neshome. B'chayim mishum, afagav the lav shchite. B'chayim because the tilis neshome is not dependent on the same shchite, on the same shchite. B'chayim mishum avoydes kechavim. There's also no problem. The shchite is avoydes kechavim. That's how you shecht l'avoydes. I wouldn't ask a kash on you. You said after one somebody becomes nesser. So every takchum is avoydes zore. It's like that. You shecht after one somebody becomes nesser, and then that's how you're not with Avodah Zarah. You don't need Hilchah Shchita. Aval in Yishchutei Chutz, Lav Shchita Skotchim. So it's not Shchita Skotchim. See, Rashi is very jumps with Lav Shchita Skotchim. The Rashi says, Lo Yishtachet. Rashi is very unclear. It's felt Maisa Shchita, not Shchita Skotchim. Rashi is unclear. Anyway. Omar Rav Pope, so Rav Pope said, Hoche Bechata Sa'if Askinin, Kulu Bahadi Adodi Kosi. So Rapope said an Iluishizach. We're speaking about Achata Soif. Achata Soif, the Shchutei Chutz of Achata Soif, you have to shecht one simen. Achata Soif, you shecht one simen b'chutz, you chayv al Shchutei Chutz. So Memeil is Gewaldik, so Meiridik. So when he shechted one simen b'chutz, so then he's chayv, as he shechted one simen, as soon as he finishes the simen, it's nesa ba'no. No problem. I made shchutei chutz already. You have to shecht more than that. I'm chayv al shchutei chutz. I'm chayv al tzoiv ad avodah zarah. And I'm chayv al tchilu Shabbos. So gewaldig. We're talking about let's see what Rashi says. Hocho b'chata soif askine. V'melikoso b'simen echad b'peire kama. You make a chata soif, you make a mikal one simen. V'chiyiv shchitos odidei v'ashchutei chutz v'chatos oiv nami b'chutz b'simen echot v'ashoichet oiv kotshim b'chutz chayiv v'molke b'chutz potay b'chutz chiyuv is if you make a ma'aseh shechita on one siman. It's not besmach beker sheichet b'mala. Yav ma'aseh yishchat l'rabbi sesoy. The kul of adi adodi and everything came together. The kiyuv and the shreima by this krov leichayil ad gmar siman. Yishtakach the kulo shechita bekotshim avoy. So ma'amele it was bekotshim and it was. It's not of a Baalman and finished, so that's the Teretz. Look to Gemara Maita. Michdei, no. That's not a Teretz. Michdei Ravune keman omro lishmaitei ko'ula. Ko'ula maise kol dohu koma. Now, before we see Rashi in the Vainik, let's just explain Eise Vainik to Gemara's Kashi. Then we'll say in a minute in Rashi. Ula had said that if a person shechted behemoth chaveiroi, shechted one simen, becomes takrubes of a desore, that was the chiddush of Ula, even though in Odom, Oyser, Dover, Shaini, Shaloi, with a maise you could ask her, and what, how big does the maise have to be? The maise have to be one simen. So you have to do one simen. So we'll learn to be mystic. Where he got it from, we don't know. But he shechts one simen, that's called a maise, and he asks it. Comes to Kruvus of Eidito. Now, the Gemara said, where did Rav Huna get this? He got this from Ulam Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan had said, even though a mishtachve lebehemes chaveiroi loy osro, osro bo maise osro. If he made a maise, he made a maise in behemes chaveiroi, he did asro. Now, Rabbi Yochanan said a loshen sosum. He said, you have to make a maise. What says this? The bekeil of Rav Huna is Rabbi Yochanan. Ule. That he said, he make a maise is good. Now, you have to be ehrlich with Rabbi Yochanan. Either Rabbi Yochanan, when he said maise, means a maise gomo, which means a complete shrite, or maise means a maise koldo. It means, Rabbi Yochanan gave us guidelines. But with a maise he will ask. Now this maise is one of the two. Either it's a maise gomo, or a maise koldo. Now if Rav Huna said one simen, now with his whole mekoyer, that one simen will ask is from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said maise. So it's one of the two. So either it's a maise gomo, so you don't mean a raya from Rabbi Yochanan, you have to make a whole shchit. So al kolchoch, Rav Huna understood pshat in Rabbi Yochanan, maise means a maise koldo. It doesn't mean a maise gomo, it means a maise koldo. So if it's a maise koldo, so it means a be do the any maise, so memele, it asks a maise koldo. So if Zoi, that's what he said, Simen Echad, you have to take with a grain of salt. Simen Echad means he didn't make a Maise Shchita. A half a Simen Alosa was there. A quarter of a Simen Alosa was there. If he's building and basing his psak on Rabbi Yochanan, who said Maise, and Al Kochach, he didn't understand Pshat, and Rabbi Yochanan means a Maise Gomel, because he said Simen Echad. So Al Kochach, the Simen Echad, we have to take with a grain of salt, which means, a maise koldo. So now if a maise koldo asks, so now a popis teret is speaking about a chatas oy from one simen, and everything comes with basachas and shuldik. As soon as he started shechting the oy, became nesabano. We're back with akashe. An oy will not tell us a teret anymore. This is pshat in the Gemara's kash and a popis teret. A papa learned to me mystic that a papa learned to me mystic that Rav Huna said Simen Echad, there's a Indian of Simen Echad. But the Gemara says, no, now let's see in the Benik and the Gemara and then Rashi. Michdei, Rav Huna keman omra lishmaite ki'ula. The makir, the base, that Rav Huna based himself is ki'ula. V'ula maise koldu kama. Let's see what Rashi says. ואולה מייסה כל בקום. דקיבן דה אומר אבונה סימן אחד. איסה סימן אחד, ואז מחי למילסה אדולה, and he based his הלוכה פעם אולה, אשמיינה רבונה, סונה רבונה, תולדוס על הילו עם פשטן אולה. דה אולה מייסה כל בקום. דה סימן אחד בשחיתס הבידס כחובים, ואז מחיל המילס הדולה השמינה רבונה, דולה מייסה כל דוקומה. זה סימן אחד בשחיתס הבידס כחובים, לב גמר מייסו, זאת לא גמר מייס, הילקח על כוחו, סימן אחד הנביא בייס, his whole הלוכה, אנ אולה, so על כוחו סימן אחד הרבונה, לב דווקא, דו עדין לחצי סימן, זה מייסה כל דוק, so Memela, now we're back where we started from. Vafilu muk mislobe chata soiv. Vafilu, you say it's being about a chata soiv. Have it to yufte. The mechishoch had bopulte. When he started shechting a little bit, poka, shem kotshemine. Vachiev shchites chutz lesad gmar simen. Vachitach ofo runet chitach ofo. So we're back where we started from. We have a problem. And Rapopis teretz is not a teretz. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella ba'ima b'gmar zvicha hu evda. Okay, now, a new teretz. You're right. That means we have a problem. According to Rahuna, how are you chayev an shchut techut? So as soon as he starts cutting it, it becomes nasa banon of a balma. It's a big problem. So I'm telling you, speaking about an akimta, he said that he wants to be oived at bigmar zviche. When a person is oived at bigmar zviche, he's entitled to say how he wants to be oived. So he's saying that petchilas hashchite, he's not shechting at bigmar zviche. Petchilas hashchite, he's shechting at by the gmar, by the last mashu of the shchite, then he's shechting it at bigmar zviche. So by the gmar shchite, so now it's called Shchutei Chutz already, didn't become Takruvus Abayde Zore till the Gemar Shchite. So Mamele, so now Shalom Al Yisrael. We don't have to say it's speaking about a Chapasoi, we can speaking about a Behemo also, and Shalom Al Yisrael. We have to make an Akimta. Yeah, we have a problem. So I'll make an Akimta that's speaking about that. He said, he's Oived Abayde Zore, Big Gemar Shvich. Let us see Rashi. Elo, afilu bachatas behemem utukme. Boi mereini roitze lave davidis kechom beshchite zu. I don't want to be yoive davidis kechom beshchite zu, ad shetigoma. Ahashta loi pokam, shem, matkigimu, shem kotshemine, ad gmar zviche. Mishayev bekulu. And now is mechayev on everything. So my mail is, and everything is good. Frag the Gemara, Ihochi. Fine. So you just made a beautiful akimta, speaking about that he's oiv the big gmar zviche, talking about, as you talk about a chatos oiv, by the gmar zviche, everything falls into place. He's chai about, then it becomes less about non, he's chai about shchut techut and Shabbos. Fragte Gemore, Ihochi, Mai Irje Chatos, Rishmeinon Zevach. Now, the Gemore asks a new kashe. The Gemore asks a kashe, so if it's speaking about this Akimta, I have another problem. Why did it say, Hashoichet Chatos? Why did he speak about a specific type of a kol? That means, if you would tell me that we're speaking about a chatos ha'oiv, like we learned before, and fakel, only with a chatos we could have the seichetimtze after one simen, so then, after one simen, then it becomes nesabanon, ischaibot shchutechutz, then I understand that it says chatos. But if you're telling me, it's speaking about, bigmar, he wants to be oived at bigmar shchite, so we're talking about any kol. We're talking about any kol of shchut echut. And we have no problem with its nesa bano, because it's nesa bano big mal zviche. Why did it say chatos? And now, Rashi is going to mention, this problem is not only a problem on Rafune. This problem, if you feel you don't learn like Rafune, and you learn that it only becomes Nesa Bigmar Shchite, Rafune said a Chiddush, you'll need Gmar. But if you learn not like Rafune, you say it's Nesa Bigmar Zviche, so why does it mention Dafka Chata? So this is Akasha Alibe de Kulame. Let us see what Rashi says. Yehochi, the time of the Shchit is chut. Lav mishum simenecho, the chata tzayful, abay migmar zvichu oivdo. Ma'ir yor chata stenok at lisne ha-shoich et es ha-zevach. The mashme kol zvich. Midenok at chata. Lise nami boi, shma mino bechata soivkoi. This rice is he said chata svoi lulei motso minke mishum zayu soivkoi. Shnei simone. V'lav boi migmar zvichu oivdo. V'yein oivdo gmar zvichu. Amai ich belashmin an oif, behem an amichai. So memele, so the, I'm asking a question, why did, it seems that Rapope did say something good. It's okay, it's speaking about a chatas oif, and that's how the saloch is shayich. So now Rashi says, vay pil chalav le subi le ravune noket lo. This is not only Akasha and Ravuna. Now that Gemara is now new Kasha, why did he hop on Chatas? The Chimadlus Ravuna Mahoch, take away Ravuna. The time in another Maisa Dovish and Yishloel Bigmar Maisa. Ezekiel Mifrach Nami Maishna Chatas and Noka. And Mahochi Kapoch, here the Gemara's Kasha is a par of the Kasha. He is at the time in Mishum Gemara's Vichu, whatever the reason is. That only becomes Nesa Bigmar Zviche, according to Rabunim, because said Beferish, not according to Rabunim, because Taki Nigmar Zviche, nor the Tazaret. Maishna Oiv? So why does it say, Minchatas Mesamas Gematri Oiv? Maishna Oiv? El Akochoch, Taina Achinahu. So Akochoch is another Pshat, in why he mentioned Chatos. So that's the most Kashi.